Kedvach. There's a Marsha at the end of Makis on Chavdala. The Gemara says over there, La'asa l're'eo ro, that means it's Yucholayarad l'umnes chaveri. He didn't go into someone else's business, he didn't compete. That's La'asa l're'eo ro. He didn't do somebody injustice. So Marsha says, I'll pee this Gemara, which is really our inyanim, you can understand the Pshat in the Mishnah at the end of Kedushin. A novel pshat. The Mishnah says that he's going to. The Tana says, "I'm going to niach call umnish ba'olam. I'm not going to. I'll let aside all the umnish ba'olam. I'm only going to teach my son Torah." So normal yelam pshat is because the chashivas of Torah. He threw away all the umnis, and he only wants to teach his kid Torah. And Mashiach says, no, it's pshat is, it's because Torah is the best umnis. Because if you'll have somebody who's a pharmacist or a doctor or whatever it is, and he wants to park his store or his profession right next to my profession, I could throw him out. I could throw him out of my mother because I'm already here. But if you're going to teach Torah and the guy wants to move into my mother, I can't throw him out because it says it's going to say from Tabakok. We saw that we have the din of a mila of Torah. So that is the reason why he's maneir kol umni shabayilam is because there's a mila in the umnis of Torah that you can't throw somebody out. Mashen came by other umnis, you could throw him out. A novel pshat of the Marsha. The problem with the Marsha is that the way the Marsha says it, that if somebody was trying to come into my mavo, I could throw him out. Really, it's a makleikus in the Gemara of Huna. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishur. Rav Huna holds that you could stop somebody no matter what. You say b'mavo, whatever. If he wants to open up chanus, mitzat chanus eshokaver, you could stop him. And we don't pass it like that. We hold that you're allowed to open up. If you live in the same mavo, you're allowed to open up a competing store right next to each other. In fact, it's even a boy, the Leif Shatom, we pass in the Kula, that as long as you're living in the city, you're allowed to open up right next door to me in my Mavoy. So what's the Masha saying? That all the umnis, if you want to open up in my Mavoy, you could stop him. It's not true. You're not allowed to stop him. Up here, the Masha, he could have said, or maybe should have said, is that if a guy is trying to come in from Chutz Le'ir, if he's coming from Chutz Le'ir, then you could stop him from coming in. Mashen Kane, if he's doing Torah, we'll see, hopefully, maybe tonight or the next Matzoi Shabbos, there could be there exceptions to the rule. That's what he could have said, but he didn't say that. He said that I could stop him from coming into my Mavoy, and it needs a beer. The Beis Ephraim already asked the Kash and the Masha, and Mirat Hashem, hopefully tonight, as we go on, we'll be able to have perhaps a Teretz, a Yishuv, and the Masha. All right, just a recap of what happened till now in terms of Asagas Gvul. The only issa so far that we have in Asagas Gvul is that someone who's a lav benir, someone who's not a resident of the city would like to come in and is not paying taxes, we could stop him. That is the classic issa of Asagas Gvul. If he is paying taxes, the Mechaba holds it's completely muta, and we paskin like the Ramah, we go with the Ramah that he's, even though he's allowed to come into the city, he's still not allowed to come into my mavoy. So it's a klein adin, I could stop him from coming into my neighborhood, but Betzim he's allowed to come into the city. But the classic halacha is that if he's not paying taxes, he's not allowed to come into the city. And we discussed last week that there's also an exception to the rule that if he'll have a shutuf in the city, there's a hanoah for the people in the city, so then he's even allowed to come from out of the city. So it's very limited, this halacha. The halacha is only to someone who's coming from out of the city, and he's not paying taxes, and there's no direct benefit to anybody who's living in the city. He's not making a shutuf with someone or a sasaris with someone in the city. And the Bechai Gavna, I could stop him from coming into the city. Tonight in Yetz Hashem, we're going to see a whole new other angle of Hasagas Gvo, which is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And it's sort of a creation Be'ikah of the Chassam Sofer.
And which taxes were you talking about? Property?
Well, we're going to see later on in Yetz Hashem and the Ramah, hopefully tonight, we'll see exactly to be Magdi which taxes the person has to pay. But the classic case is you're coming from out of the city and you're not paying taxes, you're out. If you're paying taxes or there's a benefit from somebody in the city, then you're allowed to stay. Just not allowed to come into my mother according to the Shitas Ramah. All right. Now, like I said, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna went so far that you're not allowed to ever come next to me. If you want to park your store next to me, and I already am there first, Tafloki, you got to leave. We don't pass him like that. We meaning Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who do pass him like Rav Huna, but Rav Rishonim don't pass like that, so Memele it's Moto. Now, if you look in the Piskei Tshuva Gimel, and here comes a whole new world. It's opening up a whole new angle here. In Piskei Tshuva, in Sif Kan Gimel, in Kuf Nun Vav, in Sif Hei, so the Piskei Tshuva, the top line says, Ein bebeis Yosef, shekosav vezelo shoynoi. Vekosav b'modachai, u'movo yasosam megimut stodov. You have a dead-end mavoi, dead-end street. Rak betzad echod yiknusuloi, and there's only an outlet, there's only a way to get in from one of the four sides. V'dor Ruvain etzot tzad asosam. And Ruvain is living all the way deep into the block. He's living towards the dead end of the block. Uba Shimon Lodur Keneged Atzad HaPesuach, and Shimon now came into the neighborhood, into the block, and he would like to open up a store. He's living closer up to the opening of the block. She'ein Ha'ovik Kachavim Yachol Leilech. No buyer, no guy could come in to the block to buy from the first guy, from Ruvain, unless he goes first past Pesach Shimon. Ruvain opened up a store, it was deep into the complex, deep into the strip mall, and I open up towards the edge, towards the opening of the block, to the opening of the strip mall. So right now, any passerby, any buyer, has to first pass by my store before going to Ruvain's store. So it's sort of, I'm zecha going to corner the market, because why should someone pass my store and go further? He'll just walk into my store. So in essence, I'm going to be in the kapeach panosas Ruvain. I'm going to be yerdum nosai. So on that it says, Niro de yachol la'akev alav k'de Rav Huna. You're allowed to stop him like Rav Huna's halacha, and that's the Avi Yosef. This din is from the Avi Yosef. The Avi Yosef says that if you have a dead-end block, and you would like to park your store closer to the opening, you're not allowed to because of Hasagas Gvon. Okay. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, what's going on? We hold like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, we hold you're allowed to always open up a store next to another store, unless you're from Chutz La'ir, but if you're part of the city, you're always allowed to do it. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, V'nir Davi Yosef Sava to like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. Rav Yosef is paskening not like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, he paskens like Rav Huna that's taka also. V'mken l'didan, like us, to come along Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, l'motzi makav alav, you cannot stop him. We who passing like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, we who passing that you're always allowed to open up chanus keneged chanus, even in such a case that you have the advantage, you're next to the opening of the block, still it's going to be muta. The first guy is going to close down and suffer terribly. Tough luck. It doesn't make a difference. I'm allowed to do what I'm allowed to do. He could do what he could do. Let him move his business somewhere else. Let him move even closer to the ad. Let him move his practice closer to the opening. But that's the halacha. Avi Yosef is a Rishon. Correct. Yes, and Mordechai quotes him. So we paskin, Dr. Beis Yosef is Nishnagea, we're going to paskin its mutter. Comes along, and if certain defusim of the Torah, defus dihanport, im Kedusha Hagoyis Marach, hevi al ze Hagoyis Daki Moshe. He had a Daki Moshe that's not Nimtza in other Turim, and other defusim. Shekosav ezel lo shayne, olaniz daiti nira. I think the Gamra of Huna Breda Rav Yeshua moide b'hai dina. I think that Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, even l'didan, we're going to be moide that this case is going to be also. Why? The kevan de Shimon Yosef bePesach, since Shimon parked himself at the opening, v'lo hayeshum adam yachol ava l'ruvein u'mlo yelek l'fnei pisko shel Shimon, that's worse. When did Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua say it's moto, fair competition? You have a business, I have a business, you have on this, I'll open up next to you, it's fine, but anyone could choose to go into your store, my store, go into both and compare prices, compare quality, we could do both. So it's a fair game. But here, where I have this advantage over you, because I'm closer to the opening, and you know that anyone's coming into the block is coming to me first, so basically I'm going to shut you down, that's worse, that even Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua is going to hold its also. And I, it says a lashon that it's k'dir Rav Huna. I guess it means like Rav Huna's din. We don't pass like Rav Huna. We're passing like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. But it means we're going to hold that Rav Huna Breda Yeshua would be ma'ida b'chai gavna to Rav Huna's halacha. Now, the Pesach Tshuva goes on two lines later. And just to give you a backdrop, we discussed this case before, but just historically there was a Maram Padova, a Gadol, who reprinted the Rambam. And he did not reprint. He did not print this Rambam by a certain guy's print shop. And the guy took Nukama, and he decided he's going to put this guy out of business, put Maram Padova out of business. The guy was a very wealthy. And he's going to also reprint the Rambam, and whatever Maram Padova sells it for, he's going to sell it for one gulden less. So Mamela, everyone's going to know, of course, they're not going to buy from Maram Padova, or buy from the guy. And it ended up, Maram Padova would be stuck with his whole print, his whole 1,000 copies that he printed, he'll be stuck. He laid out a Hain Rav to print them, and he's going to be stuck, and he's going to show him that he's going to put him out of business. So this Shaila came to the Chuvis Ramah, said Ramah what to do. And Ramah for four reasons said, you're not allowed to buy the Goy's Rambam, you have to buy Maram Padova's Rambam. And one of the reasons, the very first reason he says, is because of this halacha. He says, we all know that if the Goy's going to sell for one gulden less, and he could afford to, because he's not interested in making money here, he's just interested to put Maram Padova out of business. So whatever it is he's going to charge a gulden less, Maram Padova can't compete, but even Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua is going to agree that it's also to do. It's like he opened up an unfair competition. He opened up a store next to Maram Padova's store, and he's not allowing Maram Padova to compete, because whatever Maram Padova is going to do, he's going to make it cheaper for one golden less. That was his first inyan. He had four inyanim. The second inyan, that's what we discussed it about, you have to patronize a Yiddish store. And the third inyan talks about Tu'usim. He has four different inyanim why it's better to buy Maram Padova, and you're going to have to buy Maram Padova. All right. So again, sorry? So vice versa, we're going to see later on in Ramah as well, that there's a concept that we could stop koinim, we could stop other people from aiding or abetting. For example, let's go back to the Ramah itself. I didn't discuss it last week, but I just want to bring out, once you're tapping on this point, is that there was a machlokes rishonim had to understand the Gemara when it says koyfim mavi bnei mavi zezeh shaloi loishav bnei emanumin. So we learned that the Makab and the Rambam said it means out marben nechnasim v'yaitzim, the koyel and nechnasim v'yaitzim, the dechak. But we, the other rishonim, learned that the pshat is because of hasagat gvul. It's competition. You're parking somebody in my mavi. Now even though the Ramah, when he argues, Rabbi Ma'imim, he jumps twice on the Makab, but the Ramah, for some reason, you have to know why, didn't fear ice even stronger, that's proud of Kaifun and Mavi, that I'm allowed to stop any landlord in the area from renting space to my competition who's not supposed to be there. So renting space to someone who's not a resident of the city for coming here. So you see, I'm just going to bring you out that it's not just my time is on my competition. My time is on people who aid or abet my competition. My time is on the landlord who's renting space to my competition. I could even stop him from doing so. But yes, you could even cause the other loikim and force them to buy. And there are more even addressed it in the tshuva that's what you're supposed to be doing. So if you look two lines later in the Pesukei Tshuva, he brings it down. Maram Isil Lezal B'tshuva Simen Test we have at Simen Yod, Kosav did Bari Hazeka, when it's a Bari Hazeka, for sure, we know he's causing trouble. Kinida Namorakai Kulayama Maidu Daloka Karavuno. So here you have a whole new world. It means any time you're doing something that's Bari Hazeka, that's for sure going to hurt the first guy, not just because there's another store in town. No, you have an advantage of the first guy. You're going to hurt the first guy. That's worse. And even we, Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua, is going to be Maida. That's also. So Grad in the case doesn't talk about shutting in. I'm a pashas, it's mashal. The guy's going to get hurt terribly. But from here is where the poskim now expand this halacha. And they say, Hu adin, if any time you're going to shut the first person down, or any time even more, any time that the town is not big enough to maintain two stores, this competing, and one's going to have to close up, we don't know who it is, you're now going to open up that second store. Because if you're going to close down yourself, then why bother opening a second store? And if you're going to close down the first guy, that you're now allowed to do, that's Bar Ezeka. If you're going to do something to close the first guy down, that's going to be awesome. And the Chassam Sofer ran with this, took all 9 yards of this. He mamish and he touched up that trap in the Gemara here and Rishonim here. He mamish wherever he could plug this in, that's where he plugged this in. That is a new issa of shutting the guy down, of being a Bari Ezeka to the first guy, and that's awesome. Now, this is not mentioned in any Gemara, Kafi, you know, the other Achrayim. It's not mentioned in any Shulchan Aruch, but this is a new halacha.
The Gemara has a case if we give place and goes into the kids to entice them to come. Why isn't this?
No, Klaizer goes into the kids, the Gemara Taka asked, and the Gemara said, so at play Shiski, Vana Plegem Goizi. So you give also Klaizer Goizi. You give a different. I give lollipops, you give candies.
Yeah, but there's something that only one guy could do and another guy can't do it easily, whatever it is, he's not supposed to do.
That's what they're trying to suggest.
That's what you see in the Gemara.
You don't really see that because the Gemara, okay, it's not for now, we'll have to discuss also in the Cheshbon Gemara, which is going on, but I couldn't bother. But at least here we see a new concept that if you're being buried, you're hurting the first guy, we're gonna stop you. If you're closing the guy down or there's not enough room to compete for two stores, that's it, we're gonna stop you. A whole new vista. Wow. Now, truth be told, this document, like I said, was not printed in many of the Turim. And the Beis Ephraim Grada says that he has a ksav yad of the Dakim Moshe that does not exist. It's not there. The Dakim Moshe, namely the Ramah, never said it. And the Chuvas Ramah, ki yedua, it's a marampadva against a goy. And it was used as a sniff, one of four reasons. It's not hard to say that the Ramah was just making a suggestion, entertaining. I mean, first of all, you have all those returning about Taka Paznak Arvuna, and he's saying maybe this would be worse. And then some say a Svara, that that's mamish worse, because Namal, even if I'll close you down, but my objective is not to close you down. My objective is to earn a good living. If by doing so I close it down, no, so that's competition. There, the objective of the guy was only lahashman alarik this maran badava. He didn't care about making money on this round, so his kavanah was only to kill maran badava. So that could be even much worse. That it's not real competition at all. That it's not, you're not doing it because you're trying to make a panosa. So then you don't have that schus. Maybe that's why the Ramah maybe said it was also. There are different shlavim, but the Beis Ephraim says this halacha does not exist. And it's not just the Beis Ephraim, the Pisgah Teshuvah at the end, I'm jumping, but towards the end, Mamish at the second column, most of the way down, he brings up Teshuvah Beis Shmuel Achrayin that says, Sheila k'yaitze b'zeh b'ir achah sh'hoya b'chanuiz yishonim, v'asu kama me'anche yechanuiz chadashim, v'shemisha t'ach lelech me'abatim l'chanuiz yishonim. They're going to want to go to the old stores. So they're going to have to pass the new stores. He mentions that someone with Taka Moira Shakanus Yishanim Yichalim Lakiv. This Chuvah that I'm mentioning. He was married Shadin and Bale Kanus HaKadoshim. They're allowed to come in. Anyone who doesn't paskin that the new store is allowed to do it, even b'chai gavno, lav dainu. It doesn't have the title of a dayin. That is the minika oilam that we allow the second guy to open, even if it's going to adversely affect the first guy. Even if he has an advantage over the first guy, there will be a bari hazek on the first guy. The minig is that we allow to do it. And it's truth of matters, it's already an alta maisa. It's a chuvas lechem rav. The lechem rav, you could look it up in Reish Tazayin as a case that someone was a tailor. There were a couple of tailors in the city who are married. Comes along a new tailor who's a bacha, had less expenses. So Mameli was able to charge less on his tailoring, and he was going to close down every single tailor in the city. And the Lechem Rav, which is the Lechem Mishnah, that's the truth, is Lechem Rav, said, Gazin Dai, no problem, it's fine. I mean, there's no new din of Bar Yezek. As long as you're a Ben here, you're a resident, you could do whatever you could do, let them do whatever they could do. If they can compete, let them move on to a different profession. But everything, it's no problem, it's Mota. And it's a Divrei Chaim as well, in Chesh Mishpat Simen Chav. Even if you know for sure the first guy is going to lose his panosa, it's still mut. And it's many achrayim like this. So really, at the end of the day, it's really a machoy, because you have the Chassam Sofer who took this shtark, and it's not just the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe also went with the Chassam Sofer, he took it shtark, that this din, if you're going to adversely affect the first guy, you cannot do it. Even though we pass like a Runa Breder of Yeshua. But at the end of the day, it's me, the Machlekes on Afkis, it's going to be a Sveika Dedina. And depending on the Bezdin you go to, and depending on the Noiga, I would say most Batei Din are Noig to be Mefasher, B'chiyah Gavna. They'll try to work out a deal that it won't adversely affect the first guy, and we may let the second guy come in, or minimize the damage that the second guy is doing on the first guy. They'll try to make some type of a Pshara. Because Meke Din is going to be very hard to stop him because it's a Machlekes. Now, in this case of the Ksam Soifa, halfway through, sorry? Oh, good. So, like we had before, if you have a Makhlekes in Gemara, you have Baidu Lo Yifshato, whether you're allowed to come into my Mavoi. If you're not living in my Mavoi, there we bask in Lakula. So you have to know how it stems. When we say Safik Lakuma, when we say Safik Lakula. Like I said, it's a major Makhlekes Akranim. I mentioned it last week. All right. Now, if you go through this Piskachu in the first column, towards the middle, a little drop more the middle, the line begins Litchayin. Over there, he says, "This is the Ksam Sofer talking." Now, If the first guy, even if he has other professions, or yafilu hu usher gadol, he's a magnet, he's so wealthy, he doesn't even need this business to survive. He's no problem. Still, anudonin achayusay halos derechayim hu nifsek legamri makov akol. A guy is wealthy, but this business you're going to hurt, this business you're going to close down, then you're not allowed to do it. Because of this new din of Paisa Chiyusei Lagamri. Adkan is a motto if you're machlish Chiyusei, if you stare it a bit, but if you're going to close it down and terribly hurt it, no, that you're going to be thrown out. And even if he's a wealthy guy, tough luck, but you're closing this business, it's going to be awesome. That's a Ksam Soifu. Now, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, a blitz tshuva, and Rav Moshe takes this to an extreme. Obviously, you do that, Rav Moshe, if you look through his tshuvas, you do Rav Moshe always went al tzad ha-chumro when it came to Asagas Gvul. Rav David Feinstein told a chava of mine recently that, I guess for the times, that was the minig of Rav Moshe, that even chabdan ha-shitas yochid to be machmir, because of the times in America then, it was very difficult to make a panotza, so he wanted to make, I don't know, takona, but at least hang a Taylor Alilan Godov, if he found some Achron who said like that, he would go with it. Or some Svara, he would be Machmir. So Rav Moshe was a case, not to get to Barichas in the entire case, but basically the people were davening by a Rebbe, and they didn't enjoy the Rebbe's Musa, so they decided to make a break off Minyan. And it was a Mila, they wouldn't have to hear the Rebbe, and it was a Mila, maybe they have a different Nusuk, I think the case was, and Nusuk Achron hasn't said a Svard, it would be better for them. And that was the Shaila that came to Rav Moshe Din Taira, and Rav Moshe asked them from breaking off. And Rav Moshe said, first of all, if you're going to break off, the hachnasa of the Rebbe's Beis Medrash is going to go down. And you have this chsam soifa, this type of svara, that if you place a chiyusi lagarmi, if you're going to close them down, it's going to be awesome. You know you're never going to close down the Rebbe. He's always going to have a minion. I mean, he's always going to open shop. You know, any Rebbe closed down. So Zakhar Moshe, what does it mean to close somebody down? It doesn't mean that the guy has to mamish lock up his business, going out of business sale. You're going to weaken his parnasa to the degree, I would have said that he's not even ready to stay open. No, he said even more. You're going to weaken his panasa, that you're going to lower his status of who he's supposed to be and how much money he's supposed to earn based on his profession. His lashon is, you're going to be memay kedei chayiv, keder chayitza, the amount that he needs for his atzois chayiv, not just his mezainis, any all of his atzois, la'anashim beinanim, for the average person, mimadre gosoi, from on his stature, b'chashivis, who ki pisik lagamri. That's considered pisik lagamri. If you're going to low, so if a Rebbe has a certain status, as a Rebbe has to have a gabay and a pelt and a silver cane, and he can't afford it now, that's it. That's pisik chayusa lagamri, because he can't go around like a Rebbe normally goes around. If you're going to have a doctor who needs to take on two vacations a year, and that's how a doctor goes, and now because I'm cutting into his practice, he could only go on one vacation a year, and I'm lowering down from his status, and you know he's not a doctor's status, like Rav Moshe, that's pisik chayusa lagamri. And I could stop the second actor from coming in because of this Ksam Seifa. He took it to an extreme. Another svara, interesting svara that Rav Moshe says, and it's kedai to mention over there, is that the Gemara allows a second person to compete with the first person because, the Gemara says, because you should do ata oisa b'teik shalchav, ani oisa b'teik shali. You do what you have to do, and I'll do what I have to do. Look, we're equal. You're a resident of the city, I'm a resident of the city. All's equal, so mamela, I'm allowed to compete. Sotra Moshe, the taitra the Gemara means that the same time you have a me for coming, that I'm staring your business, I have the very same time on you, even though you were there first, that you're staring my business. I'm also a resident of the city and entitled to make a livelihood. So mamela, all is equal. I'm staring you and you're staring me, and we are equal. We have the equal rights, and mamela, no one could stop anyone. But what happens, Zakhar of Moshe, where the second guy is staring the first guy, but the first guy is not staring the second guy? Means, let's say you have a bunch of enthusiastic individuals who's trying to open up a minyan l'shem shemayim. But they're not doing it for panasa. There's no Rebbe who's sitting in front. But the first rule has a Rebbe, he's making achnasas from all the aliyahs being sold and everything. So he's making achnasa. So Rav Moshe, memela, you're not allowed to break off, because the whole head to break off is because you want to make a livelihood, and the first guy wants to make a livelihood. All's equal. You're staring him, he's staring you. But in your case, Rav Moshe, you're not doing it for panasa. So you're staring his panasa, and he's not staring your panasa. So you're not equal. Your only heter that you have normally to compete is because everything is equal. But here where you're not equal because you're staring him and he's not staring you, it's going to be also for you to open up another shul. Unbelievable cook of Rav Moshe. I mean, to take Rav Moshe, let's just play it out. That means, basically 9/10 of all the gemachs in town have to be shut down, because the diaper gemach, you're taking business away from the diaper, the ice milk gemach, the silver tray gemach for pidyon haben, you take away, if they want, you have to buy from the silver store. Every single gemach, if you want to take a guy, you know someone's going to New York, and you want to hop a ride with the guy, he's not allowed to take you. There's a bus in town, a Yiddish bus company, take the bus. Who asked you to take? You're not allowed to give somebody a free ride to New York. You're sharing someone's panasa. And he's not sharing your panasa because you're not doing it for panasa. So basically, every single gemach in town should be closed down. If you take him, hell right to take it, it's like a pella, and it's pashit, obviously, that it's going to be mota. And I would tell you that that's ani yisa b'tek shali. I want to do chesed. I have a right to do chesed. You have a right to earn your livelihood. I have a right to do chesed. So people will want to open up a shul. I mean, they're not doing else chesed either. They're doing it because of comfort. So maybe that's why. Sorry?
It's a machai.
It's a machai to daven. Whatever. Well, you have experience opening up a new shul. Yeah. So that's. But that's Ramosha. It means Ramosha went all the way to stop the guy wherever he could stop with these new type of svaras. It's very interesting. One is that you're staring his livelihood to lower his status, and B, you're not doing it for livelihood yourself, so you have no right to compete. A blitz of Ramosha. But like I said, midah machlekes olinafkes, and at the end of the day, you're going to have a problem. The Yonim are going to have a problem on the hands what to do. They're going to have to make some type of pshara. Like some soifer takes it. Like I said, he tried to plug it in wherever he could. So on that Gemara that I mentioned before, also the Gemara at the end of Makkos, also the Reu Rosh, the Lumnus Chaveroi, the Gzam Soifer says that that's Me'ika HaDin, this din. You're stopping the guy completely. You're basically using Lagarmi. You have no right to stop the guy. That's also the Reu Rosh. You're not allowed to stop the person. And he quotes the Chuvis Chaves Yor that says that Gemara is only Midas Chasidus. It's not Me'ika HaDin. And he says, not true, he is a deacon Rashi, it's not true. It's Me'ika HaDin, you're not allowed to compete because it is new din of Pesach HaYusa Lagami. But the Chafetz Yo learned to Gemara, he doesn't say which case it is, but he learned to Gemara, it's only Midas Chasidis. And the truth is, it's not just a Chafetz Yo, it's Rishonim. The truth is, Maram Mefurish, that this Gemara, L'Asalari Al-Roy, not to be Yer, L'Mnitz Chaver, is only Midas Chasidis, not like the Gzam Soif. You can look it up, it's Tfus Prague, Tofresh Ayin Zayin. And it's really a Ramam as well, it's a Pel on the Gzam Soif. Maybe Gzam Soif had the same type of Zohar Rav Moshe to try to be Machme, I don't know. But there's a Ramam as well in Hilchas Deis. The Ramam brings down this Gemara, L'Asalari Al-Roy, L'Yer, L'Mnitz Chaver, as a Midah of a Talmud Chacham. Now if you tell me it's also, Ram doesn't list over there, you're not allowed to eat chaza, midah v'tamachachim, not eat chaza. It's also for everyone. He's talking about the extra thing, midah v'tamachachim, not to buy in credit, all those dinah, not to be an orev. He has a whole list of midah v'tamid chachomim. And one of them is not to compete, al ziz gemar l'asir l'rei ro. So you see from the Ramam also, it's only an inyan, it's a midah chasidus, it's a midah v'tamachachim not to do, but avada mikadin, you're allowed to do it. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav passes like that as well, that it's only midah chasidus. The inyonim of Yair Lumnus Chaver. Now again, they're not telling us what the Yair Lumnus Chaver they're talking about. But at least I know that they touched the Gemara that's only Midas Chasidus, and this Gemara is not a makar to the Chassam Sefer's new Chiddush that when it's Bar Ezek, it's also. Now, it happens to be, like I said, you have a Chus Maram, you have a Rambam, and you have a Shulchan Aruch Rav who says that even when it's mutter to compete, it's still a Midas Chasidus not to. So we're talking about all along that it's mutter to compete. Now we have to understand that if you want to be Mekayim Midas Chasidus, hey, you have to think twice. You wouldn't be able to compete if there's another store in town. And we have to know how to be magda this, because it should come out then, theoretically, there should be only one bakery and one fish store and one grocery, because whoever is trying to open up the second one is not doing Midas Chasidus. Elmai, we rely on the fact that the people who are not doing Midas Chasidus, I mean, you have to have a Hagdara. It's Midas Chasidus. Every single case that it's mutter, is it still a Midas Chasidus that it's also? You have to have a Hagdara. So if you look in the... If it's better for the town, you mean you have that hetta later on. And when you have that hetter, when it's a nofalukuchos, then you said there's no midas chasidus either. Okay, you have to know, but you'll have to dan every time you open up. Is it better? Means normally the store owner, when he opens up a competing store, is not doing it l'shem l'shma for the tellers of the town. He's doing it l'shma l'shem momen harbe. He wants to make a living. So I don't. He would have to now change his focus. He's doing it pashut l'tellers as a lichem. All right. Lamais, if you look in the Chuvis Maram Rattenberg, his case was where you're opening up a store in the same Mavoi, even if you also are Ben Mavoi. And there he says that even though it's Mutter, but Midas Chasidus not to do it. I would like to suggest, just a suggestion, that this new inin of Midas Chasidus is only if you're opening up in the same neighborhood, in the same mavoi. But if you open up in a different mavoi, then it's going to be muta, and it's not even a Midas Chasidus. This whole Midas Chasidus is, we anyway see Lel Moshe, there's a Shitas Rav Huna, or asses in the same mavoi. So we don't pass on like Rav Huna. But it's a Midas Chasidus. We understand the Avla being done. It's a Midas Chasidus not to do it, because you're staring Yana. But if you're not in the same mavoi, then it should be muta, and it shouldn't even be a Midas Chasidus. And I have a shtickle of a raya to this vote. To this chiluk.
We had a problem before. We didn't know how far the mavi extends.
Correct. So whatever mavi is, we know it's even a mavi shenim mafolish. We discussed last week that the mabitz holds that the neighborhood that's needed to support this business is also considered a mavi. Good, but I'll go on a different side of Lakewood. I'll open up confection collection 2 somewhere else. That should be muta, because you know he'll have that side. I'll have this side, and everything's fine. I'll bring you a shtickle or a raya to this chiluk that the milchazi is only when it's in the same mavi. What's my raya? Back to our mashah. We start off with the mashah. The mashah says, "La'asal rei ra." And he taichav. That's what it means in the kedushin. Why Talmud Torah to be a Talmud Chacham is the best umnis, because you can't stop someone from being a Talmud Chacham in the same mavli. Mashenken, you could stop other umnis in the mavli from coming into your mavli. And in Beis Ephraim asks, "What's going on? You can't stop someone who's a ben ear from coming into your mavli, and someone who's not a ben ear, you can stop him from the whole city, not just your mavli." So what's the mashah talking about? So Beis Ephraim suggests in one of his terutzim that the Mashal is talking about this Midas Chasidus, this inin of Midas Chasidus, and that's when it says that a Talmud Chacham to come in, there's no Midas Chasidus, I can't even stop him out of Midas Chasidus. Mashenkin, an umnis coming into my mavui, then I can stop him out of Midas Chasidus. This inin, I can stop him, but there's an inin of Midas Chasidus, so there's a degree of a limitation that I can't go anywhere I want.
I'm limited, I can't go into someone else's mavui, I'll just Midas Chasidus to get in.
But Mashal only said it by the mavui, Vaistoy is out of the mavui. There is no Midas Chasidus. There's a raya to what I'm saying. If you touch Mashah, Mashah only meant that Midas Chasidus is your limitation not to come into his Mavi. If you see that the Midas Chasidus is only by a Mavi, but outside the Mavi, it's fine. The Mises is also a base of Ephraim who says, also Blitz Chedish, I should have written it down. That if the second person cannot find any Panasa anywhere else, and it's either this or nothing, then he holds there Chayecha Koidmin, and there's no Midas Chasidus, even to come into the same Mavoi. So there is a Midas Chasidus, but a Midas Chasidus is not in every case. Could be it's limited only to a Mavoi. And second of all, if you mamish can't make a living anywhere else, and this is the only profession you can go in, and you have to be here, then it's going to be Mota, and it's not going to even be a Midas Chasidus, Chayecha Koidmin. All right. I would like to share now with the Olam an amazing Chazanish, which gives us a whole different perspective on the entire simen. It's Yehuda Kachazanish, but it's Kedai to chazer it. The Chazanish says that when you're looking at simen kuf nun vav, when you're looking at the dinim of asagas gvul, certain cases are muta, certain cases are asa, he says you should know that this is not mitzara metzias. This is not the pshat is that right now, if you're going to come in, you're going to hurt my business, and mela, I could stop you, and if you're a benir, you're not going to hurt my business, or I used to take shalchav, and I used to take shali, and if I can't stop you, this is not a issa v'heta dekadin. You're looking at it with the wrong eyes. He says it's a whole different thing, and I want to say over the words of the Chazanish, his poetic words, it's an amazing Chazanish. In Amunu B'Tokah, in Perek Gimel, Simin Ois Tes Vav, he says the following. That you could stop an umin from coming in because paskas lechayusay, he's hurting you. Eino outside of metzias. It's not outside of metzias. El outside chiv haishtadlus. It means that you, the first guy, have a chiv from your ishtadlus. If you want to make the panosa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you on Rosh Hashanah, you have a chiv ishtadlus to stop the guy. At the time Rosh Hashanah came along, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear to you exactly how much you're going to earn this year. Whether this guy is here, whether this guy is not here, it's not going to change the bottom line. You're going to earn the exact same living. You're not going to have more if he's not here, you're not going to have less if he's here. Right, v'lo yaisu lo yim lo yeh. Rak, im mati la'akev, However, if there's a heter where it says over here that you're allowed to stop him, it means nichnas zeh, that now enters your choiv ha'ashtadlis mitzidoi, you now have a chiv ha'ashtadlis to stop him. V'choiv ha'chokas nezek mitzadreya. Now he has a din of choiv ha'chokas nezek not to compete. And if you cannot stop him, you don't have this chiv eshtadlis, and he's not a mazik. Poetic lashon, who gives lechem chukai, the right amount of bread for every all of his creation, betach yidin loydei makzor, certainly who will take care of you and make sure that you don't lose out from it. V'haredifa, and someone who chases, someone to attempt to stop someone from competing, this redifa, this chasing, achasibis hamadumis, these illusionary midas, so you think that he's staring your panasa, l'fitira leiv, what your leiv imagines, what your heart conjures up, he thinks, oh, this guy is going to stare me, uznus ha'inayim, and this uznus ha'inayim, tira leiv, uznus ha'inayim, is hevel. It's foolishness. To think that that guy could stare you one bit in your panasa is hevel. What this halacha is a chiv eshtadlis. Nimsa, so it comes out like to Chazanish and to Santa Cheshbin, that when it's asa to stop, when you cannot stop the guy, it's better for you that you don't have that chiv eshtadlis. You have to, Baruch Hashem, I cannot stop him. I'm pata, I don't have to fight with him. I don't have to take him to a din Torah. I don't have to argue with him. Baruch Hashem, I can continue opening my business and continue doing my, it's great. If I have a right to stop him, that's trouble. Then I have to be busy and stopping the guy and going to a bezin. So I'm a shatirch involved, I'm muchinish. So it comes out that the whole simin is farket from what you think. When it's also, it's glicklich. When you can't stop him, when it's also for you to stop him, it's mamish gewaldik. And when it's mut for you to stop him, that's a pain. That now I got to take him to a dentist. That's a pain. Because the bottom line is not going to change. And if it's mutter to stop him, then and I don't stop him, I'm not doing mechiv eshtadlis. A guy who says, I want to make money, I'm running a grocery, but I'll be open 6 minutes a day. That's you're not doing mechiv eshtadlis. You're not going to make your panosa that Kosh Baruch Hu promised you at the Rosh Hashanah. If you have a right, the ability to stop him, and you don't, you're not doing mechiv eshtadlis. So it's better off if you won't be able to stop the guy. You have to look at this whole simon from a total backward eye. This is a cook of another Gadol. What? Midas Chassidus from him not to stare. You're still being pagaya. Could be pagaya in the person's feelings and person's cheshbon, but we have other things that even to make a din and it's still a Midas Chassidus. There is a pagaya. You're stepping on him. But at least what you see in the Chazanish is mamish punk faket. This whole thing you have to read backwards. So the someone who's alive by most, the someone who's not a resident of the city, that's a muchinish. I now have to stop him. If I don't, I'm not going to earn my whole living. But someone who's a bar most, a gewaldik, so now I can't stop him. So I'm potter, Baruch Hashem, my life goes on. And I'm not going to, the bottom line is not going to be ditched at all anyway. That's a Chazanish. A Peladik Chazanish. It's Kedai to Chaza again and again and again. I mean, how many times I read this Chazanish, I still don't feel it. You need to mamish absorb it 100%. But in cheshmin, it's a galadik cheshmin. Comes along the Minchas Yitzhak in Chelik Dalet, Simen Ayin Hei Oizkemol, and he says, amazing Chazanish, but he says, Tzorchin on one part of the Chazanish. That's what the Chazanish says, that when I'm allowed to stop him and I don't, felt in my chiv eshtadlis, and I'm not going to earn as much as I'm supposed to earn, he says, Tzorchin, why can't it be? Why can't a person be mevata on this chiv, on this din of trying to stop him? Let him be mevata and be a nice guy and not lose out from his eshtadlis. Chazanish makes it that's your chiv eshtadlis. If you don't do it, you're not going to earn the same amount. He blibes tzorachin and the chazanish. L'chaya should be able to be mevata. The first guy could be mevata to allow the second guy to come in. He blibes tzorachin. The maisa. I saw Baruch Hashem in Hashem Liyadi a Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim of all places in Shmir Saloshin, in Shar Tfuna Perk Yud Aleph, sort of makes a pshara between the Chazanish and the Minchas Yitzchak. He, with only like the Chavetz Chaim knows how to do, will make his mishalim that will consecrate all the Rebbeinu Shalom's kids. And just like a father would not want his kids to fight with one another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klal Yisrael fighting with one another. Mameli says that if somebody opens up a competing business, Kshadam Echad Negeya Beisik Shachaveri, and he wants to open up a competing business, what the first guy should do, Bikesh Mita Shiyisakiv Mizeh, he has a Chiv he Shataka asks the second guy, please don't do it. And so I say, you do have that din. You're supposed to ask the second guy not to do it. But if he's v'loy ratza, but if the second guy is still, he's not stopping, he's still opening up a business, so then the first guy has this option, ubal lefnei Hashem yizbarach. He can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mischanein eilof. And he should cry and be mavakish and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'yitin loy mona acheres. Rebbeinu shel olam, what's the chilek? You have so much money anyway. What's the chilek? I had to make my profession through confection collection. Okay, so let this other competing store open up and I'll make my business through real estate, through some other way. Just give me my panasa that I need. Let the guy be. Let him open up a competing store. Just Rebbeinu shel olam, you just make sure that I don't lose out on the bottom line. V'lo yitztarech lorev v'mchaverim. Like this, I don't have to fight with my friend. Remember, that's what you want. You don't want me to fight with another brother, another yid. You don't want me to fight. To just give me my panasa in a different way. Let him be. Let him have his panasa too. Bevadai, Zokta Chavetz Chaim, bevadai yimsa avozeh chen b'ene Hashem yizbarach avo midasai ha-gadoisha k'mamorim ma'dekziv toil eretz ablim ami ha'ilam kayam ami sheboilam espiv b'shas meriva. So he's going to zicha b'zoicha because of his midasai ha-kadoisha and his avu b'tchoyne b'Hashem v'yitin lezen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure the guy doesn't lose out. So Chavetz Chaim is making a pshar. Yeah, you have that ability to be mevata, but not so simple. You have to ask him first not to do it. And if he does it anyway, then you have to cry to the Rebbeinu Shalom, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it not stir my bottom line. I don't want to fight with the guy. I know I could, but I don't want to bother. Please. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mevata and make sure that you don't lose out. But without these two ingredients, if you don't ask him to stop, or you don't dive in, you're talking going to lose out. You're not doing Yechiv Eshtav, that's like the Chazanish said. But anyway, it's an amazing Chazanish. When you go through this hymn, you have to Chazan, Nochemol, that this whole din means only out of Chiv Eshtav. If you could, it means you have a Chiv Eshtav, and if you can't stop in Gevaldik, so you don't have a Chiv Eshtav.
But you see by Siras in the house, that Chazan sends a Nega, even though it's for your benefit, you find the Nega, the way
so you bring a ride to the Chazanish?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine.
For his benefit,
you have to make a hashtag. I'm saying that we see in the Torah that you're going to make a hashtag. Yeah, okay, fine. I have no problem with that. He was talking about it's the Vita, like sort of a Bederek to Chavetz Chaim, but yeah. Fine, okay, let's move on. There's a lot more here. But basically, you should leave a wharf here. So now we have a new Issa. Till now we had an Issa called Olav Ben Yair, someone who's not a resident of the city. And now we have a new Issa created by the Ksam Saif and others, that when it's Bari Hezekah, that's also a reason to stop the guy, even if he's a resident of the city. Fine, so now let's move on. We're going to discuss now the Ramah is going to be Magdir, all these dinim of taxes, what type of taxes we're talking about. We're holding in the middle of the Ramah of Sif Hei. Maybe I should start off again. And we pass in Rabbi Ho'omrim, that feel the ain't loy v'shus lekonis l'mavi sheyesham b'nei umnasai. He cannot come into my very same mavi, even though he's paying the taxes of the city. The balu umnis yachol akev elav sholay lekonis l'mavi sheloy ho v'hu mi'er acheres. Like I said, he could stop him not only from coming in, he could also stop all the landlords from renting space to this person. Avu b'mavi acher, but in a different mavi, eno yachol limchus boy, he cannot stop him. Hoil v'nois imas, since this other person, this intruder, he is paying taxes. However, uvenei ear yechaylin limkois, but the bnei ear could still be moicha b'chol inyan, not als this din of competition, but als this nudin yechaylin loyme eno no yechaylin lishon mikol anaknosim avo pishesh len kvar umnes. Like the old din we had at the beginning of the simin, that the bnei ear could always complain not to come into their individual mavoi because you're bringing in kol anaknosim mikol ayitzim, and that's going to be by a mavoi she'eno mefolish, so they can complain, or a chotza that they can complain. Fine, and that's how the Sma touches it up at in Sifkan Yedzayin. But now you can look at by Kol Echa Katzera, Mavoi Sheinu Mafulu Shein Dor by Metam Neknosim VeYaitzin. So you, not like what the Mechaber said, that if there's already a previous practice there, you cannot complain as Neknosim VeYaitzin. No, you could. You can complain as Neknosim VeYaitzin, but to complain out the Parnasa, that's only that guy, that person could complain if he's coming in, but the Bnei anyway could complain even in the entire city for Kol Neknosim. All right. Comes along, continuing, Maccabi is going to flesh out, develop what it means paying taxes. V'mloy nosin mas ad akshav, if he had not yet paid taxes in the city, or ba lasik b'malachtoi, the law says mas, and now he would like to enter the city, and from now on he's going to pay the taxes of the city. Yesh oimrim debar umnuso yakol lakev alav. Some say yes, still, even though he's prepared to pay the taxes of the city, but if he has not paid that till now, he's considered not a resident of the city, he's not allowed to enter the city, until he moves into the city, he rents a house here, until he moves into the city physically. If for some reason, somehow he's been paying the taxes of the city, even though he's living in a different city, so then he's allowed to come into the city, just not into my mavoi. But if he has not yet paying taxes, and now he wants to use this as a shpitzel, okay, let me enter the city and I'll pay taxes, says, no, he has no right to do so. That doesn't allow him to come to the city until he actually rents a house in the city. And if you look in this massive Kot Yud Ches, he points out that it's not so easy to rent a house in the city. Because at the end of the Simen, there's going to be a Shaila. It could be I'm allowed to stop other people from moving into the city altogether. So he says, V'nir Ali, the Ayri Khan, who we're talking about over here, Kishayim B'nai Ya'ir Moichin, B'nai Ya'ir not being Moicha for him from moving into the city. Demlavken Kosho, Kosim Maram B'Saif Simen Zed, B'nai Ya'ichon Lemchis Avlodusham. So the Bar Umnus could stop him until he moves in, and the whole city could stop him from moving in. So this guy can never, he will never be able to compete. It's a catch. So he has to be talking about a case where the Bnei Yair are not being moicha from him to move in. That's what this Ma says. It's a bit shvei, I don't understand. It's because even if the Bnei Yair are not being moicha of him to Lod, let me be moicha. Me, the person who he's competing with, I'll tell him he can't compete until he lives here, and I'll be moicha that he's not allowed to live here because of the din at the end of the siman. So Batsam, I'm in control. I'll be able to stop it. It's not mashma like that in the Ramah. So we're believing that hopefully we'll discuss it. It's a good terrorist. We'll hopefully discuss it later on how much of the city do you need. Good. All right. Continues the Ramah, which is something that you were bothered with. V'yesh oimrim, what does it mean to pay taxes? To like mikri nisinis mas b'mash neisim menas ha-melech. It's not enough to pay the king his taxes. El achi to mas shaloi l'moshe l'yerazois. In each province, in each marshal, each governor had his own set of taxes besides the melech's tax. So until I pay the marshal Yerazais his individual tax, the Shaykh Lagvush land that's specific to my city, it's considered that they're not paying taxes. So if I pay taxes to the federal government but I don't pay Jersey tax, so then I'm now allowed to move into New Jersey, even though we all pay federal tax because every state has its own individual tax because of that. So that if New York can't compete with New Jersey, New Jersey can't compete with New York, we pay separate taxes. Nassau County has their own tax, whatever it is. If you have your own tax, then you can't move into that area that there's a more specific tax. And the Aruch HaShulchan even is moisev, not only the tax, the yisah b'chol tzorcha year. All the tzayis, whatever it is, to keep the city going. Whatever the tzayis were, let's say that, today we don't really have it, but then they had a community chest for Toim Chay Tzedakah, for Kupat Yair, for the Beis HaKvaris, for the Shul, for the Rav, whatever the tax is levied on the city for the individual trachim of the city, that's considered the city tax. And if you pay all the other taxes but not this tax, then you're still not allowed to come into the city. So it wouldn't be enough, for example, let's say someone from New York wants to come into New Jersey and he's going to pay income tax. Because once you do, if you do, you pay a degree of income tax if you from state to state. So even if he's going to pay some income tax, but he's not paying real estate tax, he's not paying the other tax of the city, and even income tax is a minimal income tax that he pays, that won't be the yisa b'chol tzorcha year that everyone else in New Jersey is paying, and he won't have a right just because he's paying that tax to be able to continue. Now sales tax is on the loichim, so it's a whole different type of tax. But the taxes are on the residents of the city, like in New Jersey, big is the real estate tax, that or in New York City, there happens to be an income tax. Those taxes, that's it. That's going to be the deciding tax. Are you paying this tax or not? If you are, fine. If not, then we have a problem.
I mean, when you rent, you're not paying the tax directly. I mean, you're contributing.
Right, but you're contributing. Right, but you're contributing to the landlord who's now paying that real estate tax. So that could be enough. Now, the Gemara Gada only talks about poll tax. It doesn't talk about all these different things. It talks about Karga, the Gogalta. But the Mishpatei Shmuel, the Chuvus Mishpatei Shmuel, Simen Memches, says, who I did, it's not that. That's what the main tax they had. But Kol Zman, Kol Mokum, whatever is the main tax to maintain, to keep up the city, that's considered the tax that you have to look at. And if you're not paying that tax, you're out. If you are paying that tax, it allows you to come into the city, but again, not into the Mavi. Fine.
Pay tax in stores, but you don't live here.
Yeah, but it's store tax is sales tax. I don't know what that is. You can order all over. Yeah, it's not all the tax. The Ica tax is real estate tax.
The store has tax also.
What? No, the store, maybe the landlord of the store. Oh, yeah, that's so indirect. That's, I don't mean that. That's indirect. You're not contributing. No, if renting, Bishop, my renting, so I'm taking on the oil of this real estate.
Yeah, so every store is doing that. It's renting.
I know, but I'm not paying the store guy for rent. What am I doing? I'm buying something. I'm paying sales tax. The store only collects the sales tax for the government. So that chelik of sales tax that the loichim are paying, even if you tell me it's a chelik of the taxes that are levied on the city, it's levied really on the bars. It's not the resident tax that's on the city. The resident tax is real estate tax.
Who's moving into that store, setting up his business, right?
Right?
So he's paying rent.
He's paying rent.
Already he's paying taxes.
Yeah.
That's what I meant,
called triple rent. Yeah, I don't know. But even so, let's say, okay, we could talk about it. We could talk about that, but Lamai says, even so, it says before over here that it has to be that Baram Nosa Yoko Lake Velov, even if he wants to stop paying taxes now. It has to be that he was paying taxes till now. I mean, somehow he was renting and paying this real estate tax till now before he opened up his store. It's not so budget.
His case of sales tax, that's like a mechas, though, when a guy comes in.
Correct, like any other tariff. I don't.
Outside of tax, it's not an inside.
Correct, it's not for the resident of the city. Even if it would be, you're not paying all the taxes that are on the resident. So it should come out now, if it should come out that you're, someone in New Jersey, in Lakewood, could stop someone from New York coming into New Jersey. From town to town, Pashas is no individual tax, but at least from state to state, it should be that you're allowed to stop someone from coming in. That's how it should come out. However, let's understand, what does this mean?
Doesn't a certain part of real estate tax go directly into town?
If I'm not mistaken, it goes to the state, and the state sends it back to the town for the public schools and for certain trachim of the city.
But it's not totally in a percentage of what the state pulls.
Yeah, but I think it's all...
It goes to the county.
Goes to the county or goes to the state?
Property tax goes to the county.
And then what happens to it?
And then they divide it up.
Oh, yeah? And they forward a chelik back to the state? And they forward a chelik off to the state? That's how it goes? It goes to the county? Or does it go to the state?
I know it's paid to the county.
The township, there's a percentage goes to the county.
Right, but it goes directly to the township pockets it, and then they take some and move it on. Okay, so if that's the case, it could be then the township would be an individual tax, and maybe you wouldn't even be able to come in from Jackson to Lakewood or vice versa. Your business is in Howell. Right, so someone else in Howell could stop you from coming into Howell. Yeah.
Only a Yid can stop
you. Right, correct. Yeah. All right, fine. That was what should come out. But now let's go into this and explain what this is. What's this din that if a guy's not paying taxes, you're allowed to stop the person from coming into the city? What's this type of vote? Excuse me. So the Chubas Arashman, okay, like Aleph Tafrei Samagdalid, Taiches, what does it mean? What's this ikad din? What's the lumdus of this halacha? Where does it come from? So he says, I'm going to quote his lashon, Anurayin kol ir ve'ir begvuloi seha. We look at every city with its boundaries, each city that people do business in, ki'ilu amar ha-melech, it's as if the melech said, she'anshei ye'ir ahi, that the men of this city, shemalin loimas, that pay him taxes, yischaru v'yisasko bo. It's as if the melech said that anyone who's paying taxes from this city, you, the residents of this city, you're paying me my taxes, gezintayt, you have the right to do business here, v'lo yachem, but no one else has a right to do business here. We're coming mikoyach ha-melech. It's as if the melech said that. And I'll explain even further. The Batei Kuno and Chelek Aleph Kaf Aleph explains it a bit better. And he says that when we pay the taxes to the king, it's like we're renting the area from the king. Why is the king charging us taxes? Because he knows we're doing business here. So he's levying us the taxes for the business that we're making, for the profit that we're making. So by we paying him those taxes, by us paying him, it's as if we're renting this space, this city from the king, and Yodenu Kiyad HaMelech, we have the koyach of the king, and just like the king has a right to impose that no one else could come into the city to shtar the taxes altogether, they have no right to come into the city, so we also have that right to impose that no one could come into the city and shtar our business, because it's for the best interest of the melech, because if we're going to earn less, we're going to have less to pay for the melech's taxes. So it's for his best interest. So even though he never made such a law, but Yodenu, the Yodam of the city is Kiyad HaMelech, to impose such a law means we're enacting the koyach of the melech to stop him. And he fears, if not, Shiyitza HaMelech Befej, unless the melech explicitly allows such a practice, people to compete from city to city. But if the melech explicitly doesn't allow, he doesn't mention it, then stomach perusho, it's as if we're Biyad HaMelech, we're stepping into his shoes, and we're going to enact this law. So it's Mikoyach HaMelech. Many Achrayim Kadmoinim say it as well. It's Mekoyek Dina the Malchus Adina. The Melech has the Koyek to stop. Well, if we pay the taxes and it's his best interest, then we could also stop someone from competing here, coming into the city, taking the Revokim of the city, and then running with it back to his city and draining the city from its profits. Okay, so if that's the case, it should come out. And the Majdam Pakas says this in two places, in Tav Zayin and Tav Mem Aleph, that if you lived in the Ottoman Empire, where it was Yedua Yaram Hoido, the Melech, allowed for free commerce, free trade from city to city, from province to province, under his major kingdom. That was the law of the Ottoman Empire. So it should come out that you're not allowed to stop from city to city or province to province, even if you're not paying taxes. Because that is the law of the Melech. My only koyach to stop you was to invoke the koyach of Melech that it's his best interest. But if he said explicitly, it's not my best interest, my best interest is to be free commerce, I want free enterprise, then you're not allowed to stop someone from coming in. That's what the Majdam says. So kumtois, in America, where it's unconstitutional, it's actually in the Constitution, in the state of New Jersey, for example, if they would like to stop someone from New York to come in, they wouldn't be allowed to. It would be knocked down in the Supreme Court. It's unconstitutional. There's a right. You're now allowed to, you have a right. Anyone in the federal government is allowed to do commerce with any other area of the federal government. So come day. So if that's the case, look, these are achrayim. Someone in New Jersey or Lakewood cannot stop someone from New York from competing, or vice versa, or for that matter, from California to New York. It doesn't make a difference because the Melech Lahedya doesn't want you to stop him. Lahedya says that you're allowed to do business from one country, from one state to another state. And if you want to take it yet further, NAFTA was enacted not so long ago. Late NAFTA, you could, North American Free Trade Act, so you'd be able to technically do business from Canada to America or vice versa. So it could be, you have to understand the laws of NAFTA, but it could very well be that you cannot stop even someone from Canada coming in, even though he's not paying even federal tax. Because what's the whole koyach? It's koyach HaMelech. Well, the Melech says, Lahedya, I want people from Canada to come in to have free enterprise in America because it's good for us. Because it's better for the people, and it's also better for us, because now we can go into Canada, free enterprise. So it's going to come out that late these achrenim, you would not be able to stop from city to city. When it comes into a din Torah, it's a problematic because it's very hard to go up against these achrenim. You know, many achrenim don't mention it, but you come out. When we asked in Eretz Yisrael, what the minig do they stop from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv? We asked Moshe Sternberg, we asked from Nizakrelis, we asked a few gedolim. They all said the minig is free enterprise, you can do whatever you want. We don't stop from city to city. In America, depending on the bezin you go to, the yesh v'yesh, but it's a major hetter. So it means what? Till now, what was the isav asokas gvul coming from out of the city when you're not paying taxes? That was the classic isav. Now this classic isav was just cut in half because anywhere in America is free trade, no problem. You can't even stop. You would only be able to stop a guy from Europe coming into America, a guy from Israel coming into America, Belgium clothing coming into America, European clothing coming to America if it's from Europe, and there's no shutif in the city, and it's not a tekanis alukukais, then you're allowed to stop. It means this isav is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's going to be hard to use, and like the Kadnish, Baruch Hashem. So if you can't stop it, Gavaldik, I don't have the Chiv HaShtadlis, it's mamash a bracha for me. With the Chsam Seifer, that's, you have a whole new application. If you're going to close the guy down, then you never have this Chiv HaShtadlis, you have to be able to stop him. But without it, this Issa is becoming less and less. All right, let's just continue one. No, not all Achrayim, but many Achrayim say this Vorez, HaKoyek Dino Machuz Adino, and the Batakun is much like that. Majdam spells it out clearly, so it's going to be pretty hard, even if you find Achrayim or argue, okay, so Kimli, I go like the Majdam. I'm saying that at the end of the day, the Bezin is going to have a hard time dealing with this, to mamish stop the guy for coming out of the city. All right. See, internet is very difficult because internet is not here, he's not there. He's on his server.
He has his house in Europe.
So, but his website is also in Europe. His website is on the World Wide Web. In your, when you go there, you're visiting his website. So it's also going to be very difficult to stop him.
The whole idea of the tax is that by guy's paying tax, the money that he's making, such of that is then going back to the city. But if you're giving them, if you're giving the business to someone who's not paying tax, nothing is coming back into the city.
Right, but so what? So let's say not coming back to the city, but what right do I have to stop? It's only Mekeich and Melech that it's good for the Melech to make sure that the prophets stay in the city so they'll be able to satisfy the Melech's taxes. But if without this new ingredient of the melech, then who cares? Do whatever you want. So it'll be less revachim in the city. So it'll be harder for the people in the city. It's fine. Let it be harder for the people in the city.
But if it's a... Marsham
Dam says there's no mitzvah. Oh, that we said before could be only in the same mavoi. So as long as you stay out of the mavoi, which anyway you're going to have to stay out of pashas, because a lav ben ir, even if he does pay taxes, only has a right to enter the city, but doesn't have a right to come into your mavoi. So as long as he stays out of your mavoi, l'chay, you should be pretty safe.
But the din of lets you come in the mavoi too. No?
Right. So if you want to invoke that koyach din machus din as the mass, so you're right, you can't even invoke it even for a mavoi. But as the mavoi, you have a new din. The mavoi is not because of mass. The mavoi's din is because this is my turf, this is my neighborhood. I already staked out this area, and these are my buyers, and stay away from my buyers, and stay away from my profit. So if that's the case, so as long as you're not a resident of the city, yes, I'll still be able to stop you coming into my mavoi, even with this Majdam's vote that the Melech doesn't care. But like I said, it's now became much, much limited. Because it comes to a din Torah in Asakas Gvul, it's getting harder and harder to be able to stop the guy from continuing. Okay, Mi'at Hashem next week, there's a lot more here.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.